Did you ever see a very old wagon drawn by two horses? Well, if you did, probably it's not like the one we're going to talk about in this story. You see, this wagon was so different. It had four tall, thin wheels that squeaked so loudly that everyone in town would know whenever it was passing by. Now, the owner of this wagon was a learned and pious Jew called Reb Yitzchok. Every day, he would take this old squeaky wagon deep into the forest, where he would dig up fresh sand to sell to the people of his town. You see, in those days, people used to live in log cabins, that is, small wooden homes, and the floors would be just plain sand. Every now and then, they would sweep up the old and used sand and replace it with a new layer of fresh and clean sand. Now, the amount the people would pay for the sand was hardly enough for Reb Yitzchok to support his family. Yet, in spite of this, Reb Yitzchok would manage to put aside a few coins each day to give away for tzedakah, charity. He would so often say, "If I were only rich, I would be able to give so much more tzedakah." And there was nothing that Reb Yitzchok enjoyed more than to sit and learn Torah. Yes, every spare moment he had, he would use for the learning of Hashem's holy Torah. One night, there was a very big storm. It rained so heavily. There was lightning and thunder throughout the night. It was during this very noisy storm that a thief broke into the barn and stole Reb Yitzchok's horse and wagon. You can imagine how surprised Reb Yitzchok was the next morning when he found the barn door wide open and the horse and wagon gone. When Reb Yitzchok returned home and told his family what had happened, they all cried, "Oh my! What are we going to do now?" "Don't worry, don't worry," Reb Yitzchok said to them. "Everything is going to be all right. You see, we must remember that whatever Hashem does is good. Yes, sometimes it's so hard for us to truly understand this, but sooner or later we find out that it surely was for our own good. Hashem must be testing us in order to see how much we trust in Him even when times become difficult. Let's all pray to Hashem and beg Him to help us in this time of need." Saying this, Reb Yitzchok and his family sat around the table. They began to recite the Tehillim, the book of Psalms, written by David HaMelech, King David. Now the ever-watchful eye of Hashem saw everything that was happening. And because of Rabbi Yitzchak's strong emunah and bitachon, belief and trust in Hashem, a very great miracle took place. For while Reb Yitzchok and his family were busy praying to Hashem, the thief who stole the horse and wagon was riding swiftly in the thick forest. Suddenly, the horse stopped and remained still. The thief wondered, why did the horse stop going? It was then that he noticed a cave with a shovel and many pails in front of it. "Oh, this must be the place where Reb Yitzchok gets that very special kind of sand. Oh, how lucky I am. Now I'm going to fill this wagon with this special sand and sell it to the people of my own town." Saying this, he got off the wagon and began digging the soft, clean sand and pour it onto the wagon. Now, as he was digging into the soft, fine sand, his shovel suddenly made a strange sound, as if it hit a hard piece of metal. He bent over to see what it was, and to his surprise, he noticed a large metal box buried in the sand. "Oh my," he called out, "a hidden treasure. This surely is my lucky day." Now the box was so large and heavy that he just about managed to pull it out of the deep cave and place it on the wagon. Filled with excitement, the thief opened the box to see what was in it. And to his surprise, he found it to be filled to the top with precious diamonds, jewels, gems, and so many coins of gold and silver. He leaped for joy. He called out, "I'm the richest man in the world." Quickly, he returned back to the cave to get more sand. He wanted to cover the whole box completely so no one should know what he had on the wagon. But as he kept digging for more and more sand in the deep cave, the soft walls broke loose and came crashing down right on top of the thief. He began to cry for help, for there was so much sand all over him, he could hardly move. Yes, dear children, the thief was finally punished by Hashem himself for his wrongdoings. Now the horse was getting impatient. He was so tired and hungry. And can you guess what he decided to do? That's right. He pulled the wagon right onto the road and headed back home to get some food and rest. Now at home, Reb Yitzchak and his family were still praying to Hashem when all of a sudden they heard the familiar rattling and squeaks of their old wagon and the hoofbeats of their horse getting louder and louder as they kept coming closer and closer. "Baruch Hashem," they all called out together. "Baruch Hashem, the horse and wagon have come home again. Hashem has answered our prayers." Quickly, Rabbi Yitzchak and his family went out in front of the house. They stood there and watched in amazement as the horse and wagon came towards them. But the real surprise was yet to come. For as Rabbi Yitzchak came closer to the wagon, he called out, "Look here! Look here! See what's on the wagon! Why, it's a large metal box! Let's open it up and see what's in it." As they opened the lid, they all called out together, "Baruch Hashem! Baruch Hashem! Look at the wonderful gift Hashem sent to us! Diamonds, pearls, jewels, gold and silver!" "Oh, how wonderful!" Reb Yitzchak called out. "Now I can give more tzedakah than ever before."